Have you ever delayed a task or project because it just seemed too big, too complicated, involved, overwhelming? Whatever word fits there for you, that is what we are talking about today, and why my goal has become focusing on keeping it simple. Because the reality is, I think somewhere along the way, and personally, I can't pinpoint it, but at least for me, I got in my mind that things have to be so elaborate and involved and complicated. And if not, then you're just not doing it right. And that couldn't be further from the truth. So today I want us to talk about why our new goal needs to be keeping it simple, and maybe not even our new goal, but really refocusing our goal to be keeping it simple and keeping the main thing the main thing. So if you've ever caught yourself delaying a task or avoiding it for any of these reasons, this episode is definitely for you. So let's go ahead and dive in. Are you too busy to prep healthy meals? Do you feel self-conscious about your body and your clothes not fitting right, but you don't have time to work out? Does your life feel unorganized and messy? Do you wish you had routines and habits that made health simple, even with your busy schedule? I know, I've been there. Hi, I'm Shannon Marquita, and no one ever really taught me how to eat healthy. I didn't know anything about nutrition, so I found myself eating whatever was easy, which definitely impacted my energy, weight, and focus. That's why I created this podcast, to show you that through healthy habits and time management, you can know you're doing health right. So stop scrolling social, clicking the ads, and buying all the things. Let's grab our Americano and pop in our AirPods. It's time to solve the real problem together. Welcome home. A fresh start awaits. So I first want to start off by saying that everything in this episode, and really every episode, comes from personal experience, whether it is something that I am experiencing, have experienced, or in a coaching session, or just any type of conversation or exchange, have heard a common theme. That's where these episodes come from. So today in particular, it is from personal experience, as well as talking with friends of mine that I'm in an accountability group with, and just being able to hear their perspectives as well, and that it isn't just me, which helps affirm that if I'm experiencing it and they're experiencing it, that at least somebody listening to this episode is going to get value from this as well. And therefore, here we are, there is an episode on it. Now, that being said, I also want to tell you, if you're not in an accountability group of some sort, I strongly encourage you to find like-minded people, in the sense of you guys have goals that you're working on that you can support one another, brainstorm together. So the accountability group that I reference often right now has two other women in it. We are in completely different stages of life. We are in completely different types of businesses. However, we all are like-minded in the sense of we have similar values with our faith and families, and just wanting to grow our businesses to better serve others. I mean, that's the point of it all. So when you talk about simplicity, it's how can I better do my business, have it function and produce so that I can better serve you. So when you're looking for accountability, those are very broad points, but very important points. So if you don't have something like that right now, I would encourage you to seek it out, to create it, which is what we did, the three of us. We just created this group because we couldn't find something that personally we felt we fit into well and met the needs that we were looking for. But I also want to remind you that I do coaching one-on-one. So in the interim or as a support to your accountability, you can book one-on-one sessions with me where we can dive into what it is you feel you're struggling with or might be a roadblock. We can talk through it and just set up very simple, realistic steps to help you get from where you are now to where you want to be. So you can go to my website, Shannon Marquita, that's MarquetaMarquetta.com. It's also in the episode notes. So of this particular episode, if you just look at the notes, it's right there and you can click on it, as well as on all my social media platforms. So definitely go ahead and follow me, direct message me, however I can serve you, please reach out so we can connect. So that being said, I want to talk more about why our goal needs to be to keep it simple and really not get too lost in the details of making it seem like it's not complicated enough or involved enough, so I am obviously not doing it right. I am part of a coaching group because I just always want to be better for you guys. And it was so interesting because it was kind of like an epiphany, but also something that is extremely simple. But I decided to go back to the beginning because I realized recently that I had a thought of just why, when did things become so complicated? Why do we feel like we have to be doing all the things all the time? That alone just stresses me out. I don't know if you guys feel the same. When I start to think of all the things that I feel like I should be doing, or maybe we hop on social media and write, it's ad, people are selling to us and we see what everybody else is doing and it becomes the comparison game and instantly it becomes this feeling of overwhelm and I'm not doing enough and clearly I'm not doing this correctly and I should just quit right now. What was I thinking? And maybe you don't have any of those thoughts and God bless you, but those very quickly start to creep into my head when I see all these different advertisements and posts and all the things that everybody's doing that I'm not. And the reality is you don't need to be everywhere and do everything because that's not where your people are. And this isn't a business episode, but I just mean whatever you are meant to be doing, just do it well. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be hard. Just do it well. And that has really been my focus, is to take a step back and simplify things. So it's reminding yourself, what is the main thing? What is your main goal? Do that well. That is your focus, and everything else stems from that. So my focus is healthy habits, how to help model for you, teach you, and support you in creating healthy habits in your life. That could be health-wise for nutrition and exercise. It could be for boundaries and relationship, communication, time management. There are so many pieces, organization, focus. And then we just do that better. But that doesn't mean that I need to be out here on all the different social media platforms and creating all these different videos and all the things that everybody else is doing. And I need to stop comparing myself to everybody. And that goes for you too. So something I have found is a lot of people that I've spoken with recently, especially as we are coming up on spring and summer, is people getting what they feel their personal goals are, bathing suit ready, beach ready. And it's a comparison game the moment that we start seeing what others are doing and how quickly people are achieving results. And it doesn't always mean it's in a healthy way, but we have to remember that our life is not their life. Their bodies are not our bodies. We don't function the same. We're not supposed to look like each other. Like, you are beautiful, and everything that you do and achieve is yours and is amazing, just like it is for them. The way that they look and feel, and it's strength-wise and health-wise, that's personal to them. And we both can coexist. So if I look at somebody and I'm like, wow, they have a very flat stomach and a six-pack and their legs are just so toned and their arms look so strong, it doesn't become a comparison, it becomes a celebration. Like, good for them. Clearly that's important to them and they're working on it and that's a focus. My goal is not a six-pack of abs, and that's okay. My goal is healthy and active and strong, and that looks different for me at my height and my weight and my age compared to others. So don't feel like just because you don't look like them that you're not succeeding and that you can't celebrate them and that you have to compare yourselves to them. Just remember, using health and nutrition and physical aspect in this particular example, how you are and how they are can coexist, and you don't know what they're going through. Just because you see somebody in your eyes that looks great and seems so healthy and might be what you want your goals to be, it doesn't mean that they're doing it in a healthy way, and it doesn't mean that they're happy. Everybody has a story, and I don't want you to ever assume that you know what somebody else's story is. So I want us to get in a healthy mindset of remembering where we are at and where somebody else is at we're not in the same stage of life as far as what we're working towards for our goals, as far as our knowledge, all the things in a healthy aspect of how we view food or exercise. Some people are trying to constantly out-exercise what they eat, and that's not healthy. Some people are trying not to eat in order to think that that will help them obtain a healthy weight, and that's also not true. Our bodies require so much, and they do so much for us on a regular basis, that we have to remember that our relationship with food needs to be healthy. Our relationship with exercise needs to be healthy. The goal is to be active and to be fueling our bodies so that we can live in a healthy lifestyle, showing up for activities and our families and all the things. The goal is not simply a certain number on the scale, because that number looks different on everybody based on height, age, etc., muscle tone, fat, content, all the things. So just if I could ask one thing, which is not the topic of this episode, just stop comparing yourself to other people. Focus on you, stay in your lane, and remember that you can celebrate others while also celebrating yourself, and you both can have different goals and be in different places on your journey. But all of that to say, as we come back to the main point of keeping it simple, and as I want to focus on healthy habits and serving you guys better, I need to stop comparing myself to what everyone else is doing in their business. I don't need to be doing all the aspects that other people are on social media, et cetera, because that's not my goal. My goal is not to be on all the social media platforms. My goal is to help you with healthy habits in your life. So that is the purpose of this podcast, and that it's completely free, which I love. That is the purpose of my coaching, where we get to connect one-on-one and completely talk about where you are at, where you are want to be, and how we're going to get you there, how I use my social media for the platforms that I am on, and my weekly email, which if you're not signed up for, definitely go to my website, Shannon Marquita, that's MARQUETA.com. You can sign up at the bottom and you'll receive that, as well as my Facebook group you can ask to join. And there's a few questions there. And every week I post something that is a helpful tip or takeaway, as well as I'm in there for questions and interaction. But that's the focus. And so as long as I'm doing that and I'm doing that well, I'm succeeding. And that's where I really had to regroup and remember that I didn't have my focus where it should be. I was trying to do things that I wasn't meant to do. And so the things that I needed to focus on, I wasn't doing well, and I was avoiding them because I had my head and attention somewhere else. So I read this quote a long time ago. You have probably heard it. It's from Albert Einstein. And it says, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. And that is just such a reminder in this season of simplifying things, where when it comes to entrepreneurship, and again, that's not the point of this episode, I'm just using my personal example and how I want to better serve you with my business. If I'm not able to do that well and keep it simple, then I'm not keeping the main thing the main thing. There are a lot of great tools out there, but I don't have to use all of them. Just like for your goals, there are a lot of great tools out there for time management. If you just search 2024, which is the year that it is currently, depending when you're listening to this episode, if whatever year it is, if you just search planner, time management planner, to-do list, anything of that regard, the amount of options that come up are going to be endless, honestly. You just have so many options, from old school to digital to paper, pen, everything. And it's not necessarily that any of them are wrong. It's just all the options are not what you need. You need to figure out what works for you if time management is an area that you want to improve, whether it's a to-do list, whether it's a planner, whether it's a hybrid. I have other episodes on planners that I like, on formats that I like. If something that you're working on is nutrition, how you lay out your day for your protein content, your veggies, your healthy carbs, how you're working in exercise and movement and fueling your body properly so that you have the right amount of energy, and for what you burn, you're replenishing it properly, how you're hydrating, there are just so many different pieces. But if you scroll social media for even a minute, you see all these ads, you can lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks. And I'm not saying you can't. It depends on so many different factors, but most times that's not healthy. Like our body in a healthy way is capable of dropping 1 to 3 pounds a week. And that's not even consistent because in different times when you're losing weight, then your body also kind of plateaus because it resets as it is, just balancing itself in the process. So don't focus on those ads. If I could ask you another favor that isn't the topic of this particular episode, but I want you to honor the pieces of your life that are important, and your mental health is important. Your physical health is important. Your nutrition is important. All the things that are all encompassing of you, your time management, also in regards to how you honor personal time to refresh yourself and restore from all the demands of our life. So I know the ads are other people's business and they're selling something and that is a means of them trying to reach you. And so I'm not knocking that aspect. I'm just asking for you to stay aware as you see those things and don't get caught up in the unhealthy hype of quick results that are often overpromised, underdelivered, and not achieved in a healthy way. But all that to say, as I was going through my coaching program and went back to the beginning to really kind of reset as I was realizing that I was overcomplicating things, one of the pieces is kind of like a dichotomy chart in different questions. And it's so funny because one of the questions is, do you know what you should be doing? Which sounds so simple. And we can put that in any part of our life. And obviously I answered yes. Like I know what I should be doing. And the question then after that is, if you say yes, great. If you say no, then it's like, okay, dive back in and let's figure out what you should be doing, what your goals are, etc. But if you say yes, then the question is, why aren't you doing it? Like, if you know what you should be doing, are you doing it? And my answer was no, because I knew I wasn't, because I had built things up to be so overcomplicated and stressful that I was honestly delaying and avoiding certain tasks. And the answer to that was just, okay, well then do some self-discipline and some self-coaching. Like, you know what you should be doing, and it sounds so simple, which that is the topic of this episode. Simplicity is often the answer. If you know what you should be doing, why aren't you doing it? If you know what you should be doing, then just start doing it. If you know what you should be doing, then make a plan. Create the plan, practice self-discipline, self-coach yourself on the pieces in between. And if you're not used to self-coaching, that's completely okay. That's why you get yourself a coach. I personally also have a coach. Everyone should have someone that's ahead of them, coaching them where they're at for accountability, and someone who is a few steps behind that you can mentor. And so that's really why I do coaching, is to help you achieve those goals that you're trying to figure out so you don't have to do it alone. And so that really was a kick in the behind of, you're right, it's that simple. I know what I should be doing. There's no question. I said it on my accountability call with my girls this past week of, I know what I should be doing. I have it laid out on a calendar in my office. And part of that is, in order to support the simplicity, what I did, this might sound stressful to some of you, I erased my whole calendar. Like everything that was on there, I just erased it, because something that I realized to help support this simplicity of focus and focusing on what I need to and not getting distracted or overwhelmed by other pieces, I'm currently in my office filling out 1 week at a time, and that's it. I have my digital calendar that has everything on it. So it's not like everything just disappeared. So don't completely freak out when I say I erased my calendar. But my dry erase board calendar that has my daily to-dos, I'm taking it 1 week at a time. I'm not taking it the entire month or 6 weeks any longer. Those pieces, they have somewhere to live in my Asana for tasks, as well as my digital calendar for the big, big picture. But I'm just doing 1 week at a time because that's where I'm at. It's 1 week at a time. I know what I need to be doing, and so I'm going to do it. And that's helping me when I look up at my calendar to not feel like, oh, I'm already behind and I missed this and I didn't do that. And oh my gosh, I have to do all these things. And oh, they're doing this. Maybe I should research that. And all of a sudden I'm wasting time on things that don't need to be done in my business, or at least not right now. So I don't know what that looks like for you. I don't know how you particularly can remove pieces of stress. You have to figure out what your triggers are. My triggers are the comparison game. The moment that I start to feel behind, then I start to kind of question everything. And I know that sounds dramatic, but the more that I lean into realizing those triggers, I'm better setting myself up for success. I am not paying attention to the ads on social media. I am asking not to see them or just scrolling past them when it says sponsored or things like that. Also, I know a previous episode I talked about limiting time on social media and setting a timer, because time can go by really quickly and you don't even realize it. But also just taking things in strides rather than trying to focus on everything all at once. And that has really been helping me to each week, each month, keep the main thing, so that I can better serve you. And that might sound familiar to you if you have ever heard of Stephen Covey, but he wrote the book 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And I'll link it in the episode notes if you want to read or listen to it. But his quote is very simple, supportive of this podcast episode, is the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. And so figure out what your focus is. Everything stems from that in order to support it, but that's what we need to be doing. What's the main thing? The main thing might be more energy, to be more organized, to have more movement in our day, to be more productive in certain amounts of time, whatever it is. I don't know what it looks like for you, but whatever it is, it's keeping the main thing, and not letting ourselves get so distracted. The more that we can control our focus and our energy and be intentional, the more that we are going to be able to achieve our results and feel like we are in more control of how we're spending our time. And that's going to help decrease our stress, because things aren't just happening on a whim and we're not just responding to what everyone else is requiring us or trying to take our attention and demand. So really gaining back control of our focus and energy and intentions, and keeping the main thing of what we say is important and our goals, is going to just set us up for so much success. It is absolutely incredible. So if I had to give you some takeaways, because there's just so much in this episode, and it might end up even being a secondary episode, is to keep things simple, to not overcomplicate it, to come up with processes that are simple for a flow. It might be your daily routine. It might be meal planning. Just create simple steps. It could be, you know, maybe one day you do your grocery shopping and then the next day you do your meal prep. And one of the nights during the week, you do your meal planning. It's not that it all has to be done on one day and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't have an entire day to be able to do this. So I'm not setting myself up for success and this week is going to be a failure and I'm going to eat all the bad things and undo all my hard work. Okay, right there, all of those are negative thoughts. So it's trying to figure out how can we support our goals in a simple way with processes that are sustainable over time, and support sometimes the busy seasons that we're in and are adaptable. And it creates a very simple, healthy flow that keeps our stress in check, supports our goals, and is just something that we can do long term and something that people can help jump on board with. Because especially for nutrition, oftentimes we're trying to get our families on board. And so having something that seems very simple, people are more likely to not only support us, but want to be part of it, because it just doesn't seem so hard, right? You talk to people that want to live healthier lives, eat healthier, and it's like, oh, I just don't have time for that. Or it's just too expensive. Or I've tried that, but you know, it only lasted for a little bit. And it's like, it really doesn't have to be that hard. We need to simplify it. We need to just create a streamline for it and show people that it is in fact possible. And so all of this to say, whatever your goal or goals are, keep that the focus, keep that the main thing, and let everything stem from that. And if you find you're doing something or focusing on something that you're just not sure if it aligns, ask yourself, what is my goal? Remind yourself, write it down somewhere that you can see it regularly. And if you look at your goal and you look at the item or task or activity in question and you realize it doesn't, okay, bless and release, doesn't support it. And then you get to simply move on. So I hope this was helpful. I know for me, it's been pretty life-changing over these last few weeks to really just regroup and get back on track with what's important. What's the main thing? What's the focus? How can I better serve you? How can I better show up and just be better for myself, for my family, and then also for each of you? So I hope you're doing well. I am so grateful for each and every one of you. If you ever have any questions, feel free to reach out. You can email me. My email is in the podcast notes of each of my episodes. You can also find me on social media, or of course, you can book a one-on-one coaching session where we can dive in deeper to what your particular goals and focuses are. So I will talk to you soon.
If this podcast helped, challenged, or inspired you in some way, I would love it if you'd do me a huge favor and leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts. It helps me to hear from you and know how this is best serving you. And go ahead and screenshot this and share it in your stories. Tag me at Shannon Marquita. That's SHANNONMARQUETA. And send it over to a friend in a text who is ready for healthy changes in her life too. Let her know that this episode might serve her as well. I am just so grateful for you and would love to hear from you. Come hang out and let's connect over in my Facebook group, bit.ly/afreshstart, or send me a message. I look forward to seeing you back here in a few days.